Bob Simpson on 1-2-3, where the time is just after 1:15. Now, Stephen Rudd, time for my guest. Stephen's a singer-songwriter, originally from Billericay and now based in Southend. Stephen has recently released the album Homemade Heartache, an album recorded in his garage at home, playing and programming everything himself and engineering and producing. I want to hear about that. Joining me now, it's Stephen Rudd. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Bob. Very nice to be here.
Oh, thank you for coming in. How was your trip from Southend today?
Oh, not too bad. Just, quick nip up the 127.
Oh, so. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Yeah, not lovely. Bad.
Fine. You found us all right anyway.
Yeah.
So, tell us a bit about your music, first of all. Does it fit into any particular genre, would you say?
Well, loosely speaking, my influences come from, from the UK and across the pond. It's a mixture of different artists that I like. People such as Neil Finn, David Gray, and Justin Curry of Delamitri is a big influence of mine.
Ah, right, yeah.
So it's kind of a mash of Americana influenced acoustic music.
Yeah. I mean, I don't particularly like putting music into a box and categorising it, really. But
I think. I mean, I like Noel Gallagher as well. So things like some of the classic British songwriters creep into my work as well. So I liked. Well, I hope they do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like in the Beatles and people like that.
Good man.
All the legends, I'm into.
so they're your major influences, I guess.
So. I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we better have a listen and see what you got for us. You got a song to sing for us.
Yeah, this is a new song of mine. It's called I Can See the World From Here.
Okay.
I can't see, standing on the edge here looking down. It's all all the wreckage burning up below. See the clouds fade away. Watch the night turn into day. Here we are finding our way. We circle like a satellite. A million stars light up the night. Nothing can stand in our way. I can see the world from here. All the colors become clear. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Everything else disappears as you take me far from here. Because of you, because of you, I was lost, alone upon an island on the sea. By some miracle, somehow you found your way to me. We are spinning round the sun. Watch the universe begun. Everything is closer now. I see the world looks different now. Anything could happen now. Since you came to set me free, I can see the world from here. All the colors become clear. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Everything else disappears as you take me far from here. Because of you, because of you, falling through the atmosphere. Hold me near and keep me breathing, keep me living, yeah. Around you I spin, don't know where to begin. I will never ever leave your side of colors become clear. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Everything else disappears as you take me far from here. Because of you. Yeah, because of you. I can see the world from here.
Whoa. Fantastic. great vocal performance there, and a lovely song too.
Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, absolutely love that. Very good. So, tell us about I don't know, your musical background. How did it all start for you? Did you come from a musical family at all?
No, I'm not from a musical family at all. I just started singing in pubs at the age of 17, you know.
Right.
And that led to meeting musicians in pubs, and you know, like many of us do, you sort of get your first serious band together by about the age of 21, and then I went to London and started on the circuit in London and carried on doing that, and lived in London and carried on living the lifestyle and working on the craft, really.
Okay, so what, has music always occupied you full time, or have you worked
outside? No, I haven't had the privilege of being a full time musician.
Right.
I wish. I am now. I'm lucky enough to be to spend most of my time doing music now. But up until about the last 10 years, when I had my children, I had a full time job as well. So.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So you've played in a few bands in the past.
Oh, yeah. Dozens of bands. Yeah.
And lots of different venues, I expect, as well.
Yeah. Most of the ones everybody knows locally around the Essex area, and most of the world trodden London circuit as well, I should think. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you're a singer-songwriter who records and engineers his own music. You also play live.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy the most? What's the most satisfying thing?
Well, I think recording music just became the thing because of money.
Okay.
It just became a completely money-related issue. I just couldn't afford to get a producer or to pay for studio time last year. And so when I left my job, I spent the next 2 or 3 years educating myself how to record music and putting together a project studio in my house. And but if I'd had the choice, I certainly wouldn't have done that. I would have spent all my time writing and performing, because that's really what it is to be a songwriter.
So sure, yeah.
A singer-songwriter.
Yeah, but it's another string to your bow, isn't it?
Well, it's something else, yeah. But, you know, there's a lot to it. There's a lot of different hats to wear when you're recording your own music, playing all the instruments on your own music, and it's something I wouldn't want to do again.
Honestly. Really? Okay.
No, it's just too much to do. So I'm starting work with a producer at the end of this month.
Oh,
on some new music, so I don't have to wear that hat anymore, hopefully.
Well, I have to say, I'm really impressed with the results of the music on your album.
It sounds
very well produced to me.
Thank you.
Okay, now, did anyone else collaborate on the album, or is it 100% Stephen Rudd?
No, it's all me. I programmed all the instruments, or played all the instruments, and mixed it and mastered it myself. So, yeah, it's only me playing on the record. So.
Fantastic achievement. All right, well, let's hear another one of those songs then. What you got for us?
Okay, I think you've played this on your show, Bob. This is Between the Lines.
Ah, yes, lovely.
So this is called Between the Lines. This is about two people losing sight of one another.
Between the lines, over time, watch all the letters slipping. You and I, signal lost, we're not communicating. Stay across the room, could be here, could be the moon. As we fall between the lines, color me in. You fill the spaces, now we paint by numbers, fading away like these walls, exposed to sunlight. Where did we go? There was a change coming out of nowhere, falling between the lines. 'Cause your eyes say it all. We pretend we're not lost. This candle's fighting hard against the breeze, dripping down, melt away, slowly watching the light fade. Photographs slipping from their frames. Between the lines, like old newspaper. Leaves turning brown like the roses wilting in the window. Sweep up the words that we spoke, put them back together. Falling between the lines, you know I love you, I fight for you, never go astray. This life seems without meaning if you go, if you go, if you go, if you go. Fall between the lines, let the roses feel the rain again.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant, brilliant. It's a real bittersweet song, that, isn't it? Yes, very good. Now, what? Well, hang on, I've lost my place. venues, we mentioned venues briefly a little while before, and of course it is the Queen's birthday today, and you've got the distinction of having played a sort of, not exactly a royal gig, but in a royal location, haven't you? What's all that about?
I used to work for Her Majesty.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Ah.
Many years ago, I used to be in the household.
Oh, are you allowed to tell us what you did, or...?
I used to do lots of different things there, but I worked mainly in the maintenance department. But I did lots of weird things, like the car calling service for ambassadors, and I did the PA for and her microphone for banquets and royal events, and various different things around the property and the gardens and things like that.
Well, that's a whole other interview,
and organizing,
really.
Organising the garden parties, I could sit here talking all day. Whoa. About that job.
Let's just touch on it. What do you imagine's happening at Buckingham Palace today, then, with the...
I know for a fact what's happening at Buckingham Palace today. Lots of my ex-colleagues will be running around like... organising all the, getting all the preparations ready for the parties and everything else.
Yeah.
So it will be all hands on deck, I assure you.
So, but you did actually play a gig in Buckingham Palace.
I did, in the ballroom, yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, the household had a concert, and they came up with this idea of having a concert in the ballroom, and they said, who can play an instrument, and who's going to entertain who? So that's it. I said, I'll play a bit of guitar. I said, right, you're playing then. So that was it. So that's my claim to fame. I've played in the ballroom at Buckingham Palace.
Fantastic. Probably a little nicer than some of the other venues you might have played.
Oh, yes. Slightly more opulent, I assure you.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. Let's go back to your songwriting. They seem very much songs about life and love. And what kind of inspires it? Is it your own experience, or do you take pluck a situation from the air and write around it, or
It depends, really. Sometimes it can be based on other people's experiences, and I pick up on that, and I might overhear a conversation. Sometimes a song, I think, as a songwriter, some of the songs have a little bit of autobiographical information in them, but only a bit. You lend part of yourself to the song, and the rest of it's just all a made up work of fantasy.
Right. Well, it touches on reality, definitely. It's that last song of yours touched me, really.
It's the job of a the job of a songwriter.
Absolutely, absolutely.
To reach people, I guess.
You do it very well. Now, what about the future? You say you're next going to you've got a producer. You say, have you got more material in the pipeline? And
I've got around 20 songs to work on with in the studio. So I'm getting started with that in the Chelmsford area at the end of the month.
Right.
And then we're going to take it from there, see what comes of that, and just throw loads of ideas in the pot and see what comes out the other end. Really.
And these are all your own songs?
Yeah, these are songs that I've written over the last year. Yeah.
So do you find songwriting easy? Does it come naturally to you?
I think it's something you have to practice, and you have to be in the zone to do. I think you actually have to find the time to sit down and say, today I'm going to try and write songs. And sometimes the magic happens and sometimes it doesn't, because as lots of songwriters have said in the past, sometimes the magic just comes out of thin air and you just get this idea. It just comes to you. But sometimes you can sit there all day with a notepad and a guitar and just nothing comes whatsoever.
Right,
and,
so you've got to know when to give up as well.
Yeah, you've got to know exactly when to, give up and go down the pub.
Fantastic. Okay, so what's coming up for you next, Stephen? You've got gigs lined up, have you?
Yeah, I've got a few dates coming up over the next couple of months. On the 23rd of April, I'm playing at the Traitor's Gate pub in Grays, and I'm supporting Holly Hannigan, the local singer-songwriter. She's terrific. On May the 1st, I'm playing at Cosmic Puffin Festival in Mersey, on Mersey Island, which is a wonderful little festival. And I'm playing on the Sunday the 1st at 4 o'clock on the River Stage, which is in the River Stage tent there. Yeah. So I'm doing that. And then moving on May the 11th, I'm playing at Asylum Club in Chelmsford, which is Chelmsford's coolest new little venue, which does everything alternative from punk to metal to to acoustic, and the guys in there cover all sorts of great little place that is. And then towards the end of May, I'm playing at T Chances Club in London, which is in Tottenham in London, and I'm doing a Ghana benefit for education in Ghana. So I do the odd bit of charity things when I can. So
yeah, fantastic. Well, you've got a bit lined up then. What about if anyone wants to look you up on the Great World Wide Wait?
All the songs from my record Homemade Heartache are now available from stephenruddmusic.com from the music page. If you want to go to my website and you can download whatever you like if you like it. Please remember to join my mailing list and give me a like if you on Facebook. I'm Stephen Rudd Music on Facebook, and I'm at S Rudd Music on Twitter if you'd like to follow me and find out what I'm getting up to.
Fantastic. Well, I know you've got one more song for us in a moment, but it's been a great pleasure having you in the studio.
It's been my pleasure, Bob.
I love your music. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Right, what you got for us to say farewell then?
I'm going to play the first song off Homemade Heartache, which is a song called Into Your Heart.
Great. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
No, I'm not dreaming. It's been a long time coming. She puts the bags down in the hall. I'm standing there searching. I'm trying to reach you. It seems the time for talk is gone. When you look in her eyes, you see it fading. But lost that spark, the light gone. I've been searching everywhere, but it's not here anymore. So burn the papers here, all the letters of the years. Find the secret we could never learn. But don't show me all those tears, all our hopes and all our fears. Can you show me the way back to the start? Back into your heart, love like flood water rising around us. There's too many bills to pay. The color changing, we're left with the mundane. TV burning with the show. When we speak these days, I know there's something left unsaid we fight on. I try to think of life without you when you're gone. So burn the papers here, all the letters of the years. Find the secret we could never learn. But don't show me all those tears, all our hopes and all our fears. Can you show me the way back to the start? Back into your heart. In my mind I'm tracing all these lines now. See your face now. You threaded through me and I won't let go. No. So burn the papers here, all the letters of the years. Find the secret we could never learn. And don't show me all those tears, all their hopes and all their fears. Can you show me the way back to the start, back into your heart? Oh yeah, back into your heart. Oh yeah, back into your heart.
Woohoo! Fabulous, fabulous. That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Steve. And come back and see us soon, eh?
I will, thanks.
I tell you what, I've been banging on about your album, Homemade Heartache, and how well produced and what have you it is. So I think I'm going to play a track from it now, all right?
Please do, thank
this
you.
Is Stephen Rudd and This Love Won't Be Not Be, sorry, This Love Won't Be Denied. Thanks again, Stephen.
Oh, thank you very much, Bob.
Never really sure that we could. Won't you tell me why the sun won't shine? Seems to always leave us far behind. It's clouds that remember everything that we were. Sit here and wait for a sign. Cause it seems that we leave little rooms sometimes, wasting around, losing our minds. We look and we take, but we never find what we need. What we need. Long way down this road, gonna be strong again. Tell me what you're thinking now. The path is long, we can be whole again. One day soon, this love won't be the death of me. With pain and dues, alright. Soon we will see what still lives inside. Cause this love won't be denied. Tonight, this love won't be denied. Tonight, can't you see all the mistakes we've made? Staying strong, remaining brave. Standing in shadow far too long now. Time to step back into the light. Won't you tell me why we've been so blind? Letting everything fall apart. These walls that contain us can no longer save us. Mountains we still have to climb. Cause we all need a little space sometimes. Waiting around, losing our minds. We look and we take, but we never find what we need. What we need. We're a long way down this road. Gonna be strong again. Tell me what you're thinking now. The path is long, we can be whole again. One day soon, this love won't be the death of me. With pain and dues, alright. Soon we will see what still lives inside. Cause this love won't be. Cause this love won't be denied.
Oh yes, lovely. That's Stephen Rudd and This Love Won't Be Denied. If you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website. All about tea time today. You can listen all again if you want.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.